Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of The Thought Police, which is, of course, the amazing podcast that you can get every Wednesday and possibly soon every Friday as well. People are getting fed up, though, because we keep promising we're going to do another one. But it's finding the fucking time, guys. It's not that easy.
It is. It's a problem. But we are going to do it. We promise. Yes. We fucking promise.
Yeah, we absolutely fucking promise. Now, what's all this I'm hearing about us getting blamed for what happened to fucking Chris Whitty?
Yeah, so we're talking on the day that Chris Whitty got attacked in a park. I mean, I think people are a bit overblown about it. It's a disgraceful thing to happen.
It's a horrible thing. He doesn't look like he's
very happy. It looks to me
like
a couple of drunks being a bit boisterous. He doesn't deserve that. It's totally wrong. But all over Twitter, all the virtue signalers and the wokies are blaming Talk Radio.
Why?
And the Thought Police.
Why?
But because we've had the temerity to criticise Chris Whitty. We're allowed to do that, folks. It's called freedom of speech. You tell me where either the Thought Police or Talk Radio have in any way incited violence against Chris Whitty. They haven't, so fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Absolute load of old bollocks. I mean, that would mean that everything that is ever said on any radio station in any part of the world is responsible for something else happening.
Exactly. And for the record,
what is wrong with these fucking idiots?
For the record, I've always said Chris Whitty is a decent man doing what he thinks is best for the nation. I have no doubt about that. I just think he's wrong.
Yeah.
I think he's been overcautious and he's been a pain in the ass and he's kept this country in lockdown for far too fucking long.
Well, here's what we also fucking know, right? And that is that Matt Hancock didn't believe a fucking word of what he was saying, and he didn't believe a fucking word of what Chris Whitty was saying.
Yeah.
You know, about put your hands on my ass?
Yeah. Well, what is it now? Matt Hancock, hands, space, and back to my place. Fuck you.
Except, of course, it couldn't go back to his place because back at his place is his fucking wife.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and who has been wondering where he's been all these fucking late nights working. Yeah. It turns out he's been shagging the arse off old Gina Lola Travel Bridgerton.
So what better place than to play tonsil tennis. That's
go.
It. With your fucking mistress.
It's been such a long time.
With his fucking mistress than the health department.
Yes.
But the health secretary playing tonsil tennis with his mistress in the health department. Anyone tell me why he's not getting prosecuted?
Well, because apparently he did it in the past. So you know how the police don't investigate things that happened before.
Yeah.
So the police now apparently are called the future police. We're the Thought Police. They only now investigate crimes that haven't happened yet.
Well, no, they investigate crimes as they're happening.
Yes. Yeah, because they've
concurrent.
Got a fucking time machine.
Fucking
it's not fucking
bollocks.
Doctor Who, you fucking twats.
It's fucking bollocks. And all these, you know, they're all up in arms today. Boris Pretty. It's disgraceful what happened to Chris Whitty. He's a great man.
Why the fuck are they letting him out on his own anyway?
Well, he should
You know, this is the third
I think
time.
He'll get protection.
This is the third fucking time that he's had something happen to him when he's been out walking around.
Yeah.
And people don't like him. And that's, you know, it's nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with what people have seen on television. Yeah. People have a fucking problem with being told what to do, when to do it, who to fucking do it with, and all the rest of the shit that's been going on for a year and a half.
And I retract no words about Chris Whitty. He's pissed me off for a year and a half. I've had enough of him. However, he doesn't deserve that. And nothing you, I, or Talk Radio, or the Thought Police have ever said could be construed as inciting violence against that man. So all of you wokies, you fucking wankers, go fuck yourselves.
Exactly right. Now, what about the Hancock fucking manoeuvre, though? Because here's a guy, right, who's such a cunt.
Yeah, we know what his hand
is. He's such a cunt, right?
Hancock manoeuvre.
Can you imagine the night that he goes to see his wife, right? It's Thursday night. He's had the call from the Sun, presumably, to say, we've got this fucking picture of you
with exactly
your hands all over
Gina's
backside, right? And then you're snogging her like some kind of fucking besmirched 12-year-old.
13-year-old,
twat. And so he knocks on the door, goes, "Oh, hello, darling. I've got some bad news." "What's that then?" "Oh, there's going to be a big story about me in the Sun tomorrow." "Oh, really? What's it about?" "Oh, it's about me fucking this other woman." "Oh, is it? Oh, Christ."
Yeah.
And he said, "But it's not all. That's not all. I'm also leaving you."
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of a bastard does that?
Yeah, and then it gets, "I'll just nip up and tell our 8-year-old kid."
"Oh, yeah, but he's asleep. Don't worry, I'll wake him up."
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really? Well, he's not fucking father of the year, isn't he, this guy?
As we've been stressing all week, Mike, this scandal is nothing to do with his sordid little affair.
No.
And how badly he's treated his wife and kids, although I feel terribly, terribly sorry for them. And for the way he's treated them, he's a little cunt.
Well, he is.
End
There's
of.
No fucking End two
of.
Ways about it. Listen,
End of. But that's
got,
not
I,
what
listen
this...
I've been divorced. I had children. But I tell you what, I mean, my behaviour compared to his makes me look like
just
a bloody
disgraceful.
Saint.
But that's not what the scandal is all about. The scandal is about the health secretary getting fruity with his mistress in the health department. And then there were all these Tories saying it's not clear whether or not he's broken social distancing rules. What, with his tongue down our fucking throat?
Well, this is Christ at the same sake. Time, by the way. This is at the same time that the fucking restrictions suggested that if you were working in an office, you should keep at least 1 metre plus distance from whoever it was you're in the office with.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I'm afraid his dick isn't that big.
Nor is his tongue.
He's a lot fucking closer than a metre as far as I can see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was just a disgraceful ignoring of the rules. It played right into what is really, really pissing everyone off, including you and me. Because we're just the plebs like everyone else.
Yeah.
It's one rule for them and one rule for us.
Right.
So you got him, he's not being prosecuted, why not? You got the G7 leaders who all fuck off down to Cornwall, don't obey any rules whatsoever,
nope.
Kiss, hug, shake each other's hands, go for a hoedown on the fucking beach.
He took Gina, right, down to fucking the G7 Health Summit, which was not actually in Cornwall, it was in Oxford,
Oxford,
right?
Yeah.
So he's at this fucking health summit because he's the Secretary of State for Health with all these other world health leaders, right?
Yeah.
And he's in the midst of meetings, he's going back to the room to fucking bang old Gina around.
But see, so fucking Boris, he doesn't understand. So you've got G7, then you've got Hancock, then you've got the UEFA officials, the 2,500 football VIPs who are going to be allowed here with no restrictions whatsoever.
Have you heard,
Why
by the way...
Why the fuck are we supposed to obey
have
these
you heard
rules?
They've changed all the fucking plugs up at Wembley?
Yeah, Jesus.
Because UEFA, they're such fucking absolute power control freaks, right? We must absolutely have their own power. Well, fuck off.
Fuck off.
You're on British fucking soil.
Also, that fucking cunt Boris, what's he think he's fucking doing now? Oh, yeah, I moved quickly to sack Matt Hancock. No, you didn't.
No, you fucking did the complete opposite.
Saturday night, he finally resigns. Boris said, yes, I left at 24 hours. No, mate. Don't fucking lie. You told us via Downing Street on Friday night that the Prime Minister has accepted Matt Hancock's apology and considers the matter to be closed.
Yes.
And now, then he tries to
and
lie.
And I seem to remember you put out a tweet saying, see how that goes. Good fucking luck with that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, everybody knows that matter was not fucking closed.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the radio that night just after that Downing Street announcement came, 7 p.m. You know, I don't consider myself to be an international statesman who understands the way these things go, but I said right there and there on the radio. So the Prime Minister doesn't seem to understand this, but mark my words, Matt Hancock will be gone by early next week.
I mean, I must admit, I said on Friday morning, he's got to go. There was no question about it. John Rentoul agreed with me. Yeah. I didn't think he would go quite as quickly. If he didn't go Friday, I thought he was going to hang around until middle of next week. But he clearly, and I actually thought on Saturday, something must be up. Somebody else must have something else on him.
Yeah.
And they didn't really. But what they did have was a new picture of him and Gina in this fucking restaurant in West London on a Sunday night, right? Now, this is a guy who's been telling us he's been working day and night and he wants time off to spend with his family. Well, he wasn't with his fucking family that night, was he?
Yeah, I love the way he said, and please respect the family,
my family
at this difficult time. It's your fucking fault, you little twat.
I know. Because people—that was the other thing. People were going, "Look at those horrible people, those terrible photographers hounding that poor woman." Well, the photographers are there doing a job, and the reason they're there is because of him.
What a piece of piss he is!
I mean, absolutely,
absolutely.
And she's not much better, though. To be fair, she's married to the bloke that runs Oliver Bonus. I tell you what's going to come as a fucking shock to her is when she wakes up one morning and goes, "Oh bollocks, he's not the Secretary of State for Health anymore. So I've got no fucking power, and also he's not a millionaire.
I haven't got a job anymore, and he's got 80 grand a year as an MP.
And my ex fucking husband is a millionaire.
And by the way, that 80,
well done.
80 grand a year as a backbencher MP, I think that's in the offing because
I wouldn't
be surprised if he doesn't step down, the local Conservative Association will move to deselect him because I think him, it's West Suffolk, is it?
That
he represents?
Yeah, somewhere up that
he
way.
He could lose that for them given...
Well, apparently there's a lot of very angry constituents and one of the reasons he went on Saturday was because every single Tory MP was getting fucking absolutely firebombed by emails saying this guy has to go.
Yeah.
I think in his own constituency they're saying it and they want to recall him.
Of course they are.
And they should be able to recall him.
And by the way, I couldn't really give a fuck if he used his personal emails for government business. It's not that important, but...
Well, it depends, I suppose.
Westminster bubble story.
The trouble is,
what
though,
I do care about
end,
is him hiring his bird for 15 grand a year.
And also, if it turns out that he's given his bird's brother a fucking couple of
contracts
as a result, because that's also not on.
I don't care about the security with the CCTV camera.
Well, I'm amazed, right? Bubble. Here's the thing. I'm amazed that people in Westminster are saying, because I think it was Robert Buckland, the Justice Minister, who said he was going to have his office swept for, cameras and listening equipment. You know, excuse me, work in a government fucking office. The people of this country have a right to know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, the first thing all these twats do is they start going, security, how did that CCTV footage get out of the health department? How did the Sun get it? Oh, what a shocker. What a terrible thing that the people got to find out the truth about your low-down scumbag health secretary.
Imagine if we hadn't seen it, he'd still be in the fucking job.
Exactly.
And he'd still be telling Boris to keep the fucking lockdown beyond July the 19th because it's dangerous out there.
He is basically gone. The reason he had to go, and this is why all the Tory MPs and the cabinet ministers were telling Boris he's got to go. There's all sorts of technicalities why he had to go, as we've just discussed.
Yeah.
The hiring of his bird, the emails, the contracts that he gave out. All those are technicalities.
Also, let's not forget the complete and utter abject fucking
failure.
Yeah,
and the use of being fucking hopeless. Yeah.
Test and trace.
But he's going.
The test and trace didn't fucking work.
He's going because
we've
got the hallmark of the tenor of the man. That's the kind of man. We can't have a man like that as a Secretary of State.
He is
a little shit.
Yes. But also, can you imagine the scene? I think you and I talked about this. Imagine the scene where he walks into Boris Johnson's office and Boris says, well, here's the thing, Matt. You know, you've been caught having an affair, so I'm afraid you're going to have to go. I mean, he'd fall about laughing, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd be like, well, maybe you should just marry her.
I think a lot of people are saying that played into Boris's concerns that he might look like a man who was sacking a minister for having an affair when having an affair is Boris's hobby.
Well, it is.
But it wasn't
one,
that.
It?
It wasn't
it's about
that.
Time Boris had another affair. But, he's been married for about six months
He's almost certainly having one as we speak. You know what he's like. I don't think
she lets him out of her fucking sight, mind you.
Well, if she does, he'll have another kid, won't he?
Right.
He'll go and bonk someone else, fuck them up, tub them up, and they'll get a baby.
He's getting a bit old for that now, though. Yeah. He's going to have to fucking knock it on the head. By the way, I'm just going to interrupt for a second because I found the tweet I was looking for, which is from Lee. Because you might remember last week, Vince asked us to swear at him, right?
Yeah.
Lee has done it this week.
Okay.
He said, lads, great episode this week. Next week, could you please start the show with a go fuck yourself, Lee?
Go fuck yourself, Lee. You're a total cunt.
And then he goes, cheers, lads. I mean, this is the thing now. You know how some people have those cameo accounts?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you go, happy birthday.
Yeah.
We would get people to just say, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we can make more money. And there's a lot of people I want to tell go and fuck themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we'll do it for free as well, by the way. So don't worry about that. But listen, there is something fucking rotten about everything that's gone on, because unbelievably, it's actually got worse now since last week, right? I was talking to Simon Calder today, and the whole fucking travel business is fucked because not only have we managed to convince the Germans and everyone else in Europe that we've got the fucking lurgy and nobody should invite us into their countries in case we fucking kill loads of people, we've now got fucking no ability to go anywhere.
Yeah, I know. Because we are riddled with the totally harmless Indian / Delta variant.
Yes.
The Indian Delta variant doesn't really kill anyone. What's the fucking big deal?
Well, this is it. And I mean, all the people... I mean, somebody said to me, actually, quite sensibly this week, the fact that there's a larger number of infections and a smaller number of deaths is actually a good thing. Because what it means is people are getting it, but nobody's dying.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means
that
actually we've fucking conquered it. So why are we not fucking opening up everything and actually getting life back to fucking normal?
So you've got, we are the most vaccinated nation on earth.
Yeah.
You've got the not very particularly vaccinated at all Germany banning us from going there.
Yeah, they've got something like 20% less of their population
You've also got an announcement saying that the AstraZeneca jab If you've had it twice, is a brilliant deterrent to all variants, including the Indian variant. Meanwhile, America says, well, if you had the AstraZeneca variant, AstraZeneca's jab, you can't come into the States.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
you can't go to America.
It's quite noisy.
You can't go to, and because of the problem, friends of mine, I mentioned this earlier, have gone to Portugal, but the fucking restaurants in the resort where they've gone are all shut because there's not enough people to keep them all open. So, you know, there's plenty of Germans knocking around, but there's no fucking Brits. And most of the places you would want to go, you can't go. And they're now also saying, which is particularly irksome to me, is they want anybody who's over the age of 12 to be vaccinated. Fuck. Well, that's bullshit. Not having my kids fucking vaccinated.
This ends when you say it ends.
Yeah.
And we're in a situation.
But now is when it should be ending.
I know. And, you know, Sajid Javid, you know, he's making the right noises. But my point is, what happens on July the 19th? They say we're all on course for Freedom Day. Then you learn you're still going to have COVID passports to get into sporting events or to music events, to festivals. They won't say whether or not you need the NHS app after July the 19th. Do you still need to leave your name and address when you go to a pub or a restaurant, NHS app and all that shit. If we still have to do all that, that's not fucking freedom.
No, of course it isn't. And also, the trouble is they don't seem to have a clue about how to do it any other way. It's almost like, well, we have to do it now because we've been doing it for so long. Yeah. Everybody's used to it. Well, everybody's not fucking used to it. And I know plenty. I was in a restaurant yesterday and it was half empty. You know, it would normally have been full of people. Yeah. It's a busy London sort of central restaurant, Italian, that had been fucking about 20 tables occupied. There was only 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And that's the reality.
And you know? I went to a pub on Saturday night in Hampstead, and trying to get in was like trying to get through Checkpoint Charlie.
Oh, was it? It
took us about 20 minutes.
See,
you
can't be arsed with
NHS app, this. Oh, have you got the... You know, and...
But that's kind of why I can't be arsed.
And then we got to the fucking bar, right. Or rather our table. We booked a table because that's our... You have to.
Well, that's the only thing you can.
That's
do,
what you have
it?
To do now. We're only going for half an hour,
right?
So we booked a table.
That's the thing now. If you're just going to have a way for one drink, yeah. It's you fucking not worth it.
Pop into a pub is a project. Anyway, so we're about 2 yards, 5 or 6 feet from the bar.
Mm.
Sit on this table. So I shouted over to someone, could you bring us a bottle of rosé? Or you have to do it by the app.
Oh fuck that!
It's just I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I know. Well, this is the thing. I refuse to go into places like that, you know? I mean, we had lunch, we went for a drink afterwards, sat outside this place in Waterloo, and a waitress came out and took an order. Now, I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that she has to wear a mask. I'm not wearing one. But we're able to order drinks. I'm not doing it on a fucking app. You can stick it up their arse.
Yeah. Somebody said on Twitter this morning, Wimbledon proves the pandemic is over. We've beaten the virus. I said, no, it doesn't. I said, every one of those fuckers in the centre court has had to provide either a COVID pass or proof they've had a negative test over the last 24 hours.
Right.
That isn't freedom.
No,
that's really the opposite.
Isn't.
And I'm not going. I've just got my sucker though I am. I just bought my season ticket for Fulham. But I'm not stepping foot inside that ground until I can just go to the turnstiles, walk in, and go and watch the match.
But you wonder whether that's ever going to come back.
Exactly. That's what I worry about.
I mean, that is the problem. I mean, this time last year, you and I would have been very staunchly defending the government, saying, of course that's not going to be the case. Of course they'll fucking bring us our freedoms back. Of course we'll be able to go anywhere we want. Really? I actually have now started to get pretty pissed off this week because I've realised I can't fucking go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's starting to look like I'm not going to be able to go to America.
Yeah,
maybe
no,
for the whole rest of the fucking year.
I don't think you will. And the way they twisted the narrative, at one point they were saying, summer sports events, summer festivals, all threatened due to continued COVID restrictions.
Mm.
And then, you know, clearly the government spin machine, and you see the papers all sucker for it, fall for it. They start going, COVID passports to deliver a super sizzling summer of sport. Fuck off.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Absolutely right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But also, what the fuck is wrong with every other country? Because they're all just as bad. You know, I mean, it's, at least the Spanish are getting a little bit better because they're looking like, say, to Germany to go fuck themselves and don't fucking tell us who we can and who we can't have in the country.
Yeah.
And Greece might go the same way. But a lot of countries in the world are taking the same view.
Yeah.
And saying, well, it's not that safe to go. And, you know, we have to make sure that we don't get the COVID variant and all this fucking shite. It's really depressing.
I mean, tell me about this Delta fucking variant, the Indian variant. What is the big deal about it? Why do they keep going on about it?
Because it's all they've got left.
Who's fucking dying from
it? It's all they've got left.
Fuck your fucking Delta variant. Stick it up
well,
your arse.
Well, I mean, this is it, right? 11 people or 12 people die. What we don't get told is what they died of. How old they were, whether they had anything else wrong with them, you know, where they got the fucking variant. It's a pretty good chance they got it in hospital.
Yeah.
I've been mentioning this already on the air. Stuart Weir, you know, my
mate
in Scotland.
Yeah, Scottish guy. Yeah.
He's got COVID, right? I spoke to him the other day and he said, oh, actually, I'm self-isolating. We were talking before the England-Scotland game, right? And he said, oh, I'm self-isolating. I said, what, why? He said, I've got COVID. I said, how'd you feel? He said, great. There's nothing wrong with him. He's the same age as us, right? And he's fucking fine. I said, where'd you get it from? He said, oh, my wife went into... went into hospital.
Is it a near proximity thing?
And got it. No, she got it from somebody in hospital.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Because it's in the hospital.
Don't go near hospital.
Don't go to the fucking hospital.
You'll definitely get it there. But have you noticed, right? So Germany demonising Britain because we've got so many cases. Well, the reason we've got so many cases is we are testing 10 times more people than Germany. We're testing millions and millions of people all the time and therefore finding lots and lots of cases.
Mm.
Well, why exactly are we doing this anymore?
Well, I don't know, because we shouldn't be. The point
What's
is...
What's the point?
There's now... Do you know what? I mean, I was saying this as well in Plank of the Week this week. Over 300,000 kids are now off school.
Ah.
Right? 300,000.
Yeah.
279,000 of them are thought to be self-isolating. So they haven't even got COVID.
Yeah.
They're just self-isolating because they've been told to fuck off home.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I had one story where one kid got a ping.
Right.
You know, you've been in contact with someone with COVID. And the school sent 350 kids home.
I know. It's fucking
stunning,
unreal.
Isn't it?
It's absolutely unreal.
These fucking teachers, they're like, the doctors don't want to treat anyone. The teachers don't want to teach anyone. What's going on? Why does no one want to do their fucking
job? Do you
know
what else is going on? And this really pissed me off, actually, the other day. Went into Boots to buy some stuff, right? And they go, and they do this thing now all the time, where they go, oh, we haven't got that in stock. And you go, right, okay, well, when will you get it in stock? Oh, we can order it for you. I'm like, what's the point of having a fucking shop, right? If you've got a shop, it's supposed to have stuff in it.
Yeah.
If I wanted to order it, I'd fucking order it online. Yeah. I wouldn't come to a fucking shop to order it, you fucking morons.
Yeah.
And you know, and why don't you just shut the fucking shop?
Exactly, I could do that myself, cut out the middleman.
Yeah, because and then it's worse than that, because you order it and you have to go back and pick it up, so you have to go back twice to the fucking shop. Yeah.
And have you noticed how many shops now don't take money?
Well, do you know what? Funnily enough, I got a load of cash yesterday, and I don't know what I'm going
to
do with it.
Yeah, you'll never find anywhere to spend the fucking stuff.
I'd probably just have to give it to my kids or something. Yeah. You fucking have it, you know.
Yeah, this is money. You might not have seen it before.
Oh, my God.
But there's loads of shops, just no money, oh, no. Spreads the disease.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean, it really is. But there are still people who think like that, who are still frightened of everything, who are still wearing a fucking mask everywhere they go. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other problem about travelling. I really don't want to spend... thousands and thousands of pounds, because that's what it usually costs for a decent holiday these days with a family of four, right? I don't want to spend thousands and thousands of pounds to sit on a fucking plane for hours on end with a fucking mask on, to go to a place where hardly anything's open, but to lie in a fucking sunbed for a couple of hours a day and get pissed and fall into a swimming pool.
Yeah.
You know, I just not really...
And then come back and go into
into 10 grand, and also all the fucking testing.
Fuck.
Because even despite all this bollocks about, oh yeah, we'll be double jabbed for freedom... Well, no, not. You won't, actually, because you still have to take another fucking test.
We as a nation have to just say we're not playing pandemic anymore. You want to play it, Boris? You and your dodgy health secretary? Go ahead, but we're not playing anymore. And
here's a bit of updated news for us. And you know the Standard, which I don't normally look at. I just thought I'd have a look at it today. They've got an exclusive by Joe Murphy on the front page saying the CCTV camera that ended Matt Hancock's career was deliberately tampered with to stitch up the former health secretary. Senior Whitehall insiders believe. That sounds like a load of bollocks,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it's a flyer.
I mean, the camera was originally installed to point towards a glass door in a balcony with sweeping views outside his ministerial office.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for that variation on a theme.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, we've all been there, right? You're sitting in the office going, you got a splash? Yeah. Hey, I've got one for you. Yeah. No problem at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Senior Whitehall mandarins believe.
are set to launch
a probe.
Yes. I mean, fuck me.
Furious.
I mean, I know for a fact that in the buildings in which we have always worked, in Canary Wharf when we worked there, when I worked at the Express building, this building here, there's cameras everywhere.
Of course
because
they are.
In order to protect themselves legally, for want of anything else, sexual harassment cases, fucking cases of theft, they need to see what people are doing. I mean, you might think you live in some fucking, you know, amazing sort of fantasy land where nobody's putting you under surveillance, but the whole of the country is under fucking surveillance.
We are the most surveilled country in the entire world.
How is it that anybody that works in government would not expect to be unfilmed?
Exactly. You know, I just don't believe all this tampering with the CCTV. The CCTV was there, and Matt Hancock should have known it. And they're 360 cameras, aren't they? So they'll catch anything that happens in that office.
But there is obviously a kind of...
Somebody stitched him up, but I think the camera's already there. He got stitched up with the footage, not the camera.
He got stitched up by the footage, but I think also he got stitched up by people in the
department.
Well,
obviously, but
by people in the department who knew he was fucking they didn't fucking like it.
Apparently they'd known for a long time, and they were fucked off about it.
Right.
But I don't think it was to do with tampering with the cameras. It's just... No, someone has taken the footage and stitched him up.
But I mean,
that way.
A couple of MPs have said, and I think this is also a kind of protect Hancock at all costs manoeuvre, though maybe it was put there. Let's start a narrative that suggests that somebody who was not part of the department actually put a secret camera there, and that's where it's from. I don't believe that
for a second. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Somebody's got the footage and stitched him
up. What's happened to that bloke Neil O'Brien, by the way? He hasn't tweeted at all about Matt Hancock.
Funny that, isn't it?
You know, he's Matt Hancock's house elf. What's he going to do now?
The way they're all lining up to have a go at the thugs who attacked Chris Whitty.
Yeah.
It's against the law. They should be prosecuted. Right. Not a word about their mate Matt.
No.
Not a fucking word. Blatant law.
I mean, this is the same
far
fucking
more serious
guy.
Offense
Neil O'Brien,
making.
This is the same guy who was drawing up lists and lists and lists of fucking journalists that he thought were COVID deniers, people who were killing other people.
Yeah.
What about fucking Hancock?
Yeah, well, he's the one who conflated lockdown scepticism with COVID deniers.
Yeah.
That if you said, I'm not sure lockdowns worked, which we all did accurately, it transpires, then we were denying the existence of COVID-19.
This is
what's
the same bloke, by the way,
thing
that was giving his mistress a good seeing to and then going home to his wife and kids. That's how fucking dangerous he thought it was.
Yeah, Patrick. Oh, no.
mind you, I do hope in his case he washed his hands.
You know. Hands, face, back to my place.
Hands, face, I've got to go back to my place.
Yeah, I've got to go back to my place.
The wife's on the phone. I mean, but what a fucking absolute and utter horror show. Six kids. Can you imagine how these two, who apparently are so in love that they can't bear to be apart, right?
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he met fucking 20-odd years ago, nothing seemed to happen then. He suddenly decided that he's massively fucking in love with this woman, right? How are they going to manage? Because I've been through this, right?
Yeah.
Visitation for children is really tough. And they've now got six of them. That they're going to have to figure out how to see and when to see.
Yeah, well, he's not only ruined his personal life, which is an absolute disaster area now. I think he's fucked his career forever.
I don't see how he can any way represent... He's not going to have time to fucking represent his constituents. He's going to be too busy schlepping backwards and forwards to see his children.
Well, you know that mate of his who owns a pub in Suffolk?
Yeah,
He got that PPE contract.
The one that got
contract.
The PPE contract.
Well, maybe he'd give him a ring and say, could you give me a job behind the bar?
You know, you can't be trusted.
No, you're lying,
no,
little
you're
cunt.
You're lying, little fucker. You have your hands in the
You'll
fucking
start
till.
Pocketing the
and
fucking money.
And start touching up everybody's fucking wife, you dirty cunt. Yeah.
Piss off, Hancock. You're done.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? If he'd given all this fucking money to this bloke and he goes, yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Cheerio. See you later.
On a happier note, we are talking just before England play Germany.
Yes.
But the Euros, despite all the UEFA VIP controversy and everything, sporting-wise, been a fucking triumph. Some great
Listen,
games.
I have to say, I haven't enjoyed a football tournament like this for a long time. I mean, even just last night, two fucking games, 14 goals. Yeah. Extraordinary.
I mean, the funny thing is, like last night, so Switzerland go in against France,
yeah.
And we're going, will it be 5 or 6 yeah. nil to France? By the end of the game, people are going, Switzerland could win this tournament.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Denmark are brilliant.
Portugal are gone. And I mean, as much as I quite like Ronaldo, you have to have a bit of a wry smile because he is a bit of a cunt.
I suppose he is, but he's just so good to watch. So I was sorry to see him go. And you could see when he sank to his knees at the end of the game, he realised that was his last Euros. Mm. Even he is going to have to throw in his boots at some
point. Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see him playing at 40, you know. I mean, you know, he's got the body of a 26-year-old, according to the medics. They say he's so fit that actually he could play for another 10 years.
Yeah. Of course, I suppose it's a question of whether he wants to. But
I mean, Ryan Giggs was still playing when he was 40.
Yeah. Look what happened to him.
Well, the less said about that, the better. The case comes up next week.
Yeah. How's his life going?
Yeah, not great. But, you know, fucking hell. But it has been terrific, except the one thing I would say is that there's been pretty shit fucking discussions going on around it. Like some of the panels they've got, and you just go, Christ almighty, really? Really?
It's just bollocks, isn't it? I mean,
football. The punditry is just horrendous.
Football punditry. I mean, it was only invented about 20 years ago. They didn't used to have it.
They used to have commentators, right?
Yeah, but they, yeah.
And maybe they, one person in the studio talking to one other person.
It was Sky Sports who came up with all these screens and, you know, arrows that you can draw. Mm. And you go, yeah, so what he did is he passed to him on the wing. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And then he crossed it over, you see, and up came Jones. Yeah. He said, oh, yeah, I saw that as well. Thanks for the arrows.
Yeah, many thanks.
Really fucking sorts it out for me. I never understood that before.
Yeah.
No, I mean, punditry is just moronic, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit. What about the game itself? Because, as I say, by the time this comes out, the game will be over. So England will either be still in the tournament or they'll have been put to the sword by Germany. Do you reckon? It's got to go to penalties, isn't it? I mean, I hope it goes to penalties, actually.
Well,
because watching the
on
penalties...
a technicality, because I've got to do my show in a couple of hours, 7 o'clock we start. So if it goes to penalties, I want my first guest is fucked. He'll still be watching the game.
Yeah.
It's got the hallmarks of that.
I mean, I have to say, watching the penalties last night was brilliant. Yeah. And who would have said that Mbappe was going to miss one?
Absolutely. And also... Gareth Woodgate, keep calling him that. Gareth Southgate, he's got a really talented squad and he doesn't get the best out of him. He doesn't pick the right team. He's a defender. He manages like a boring little defender who doesn't want to lose.
Mm.
His first thought when picking a team is the defence. You know, he's confused by creative players like Foden and Grealish. Doesn't really rate those kind of players. He's more interested in big old defenders.
Yes. People you can rely on.
He's a boring manager, very unsuccessful manager. He's a very unsuccessful manager, and he's been wildly overrated by we as a nation.
Yes, no, I think that's right.
But you know, good luck to him. I hope I'm proved.
Well,
wrong.
I would quite like to see England doing well, but only if they play better. Because they've been playing fucking boring footballs they've scored, two goals in three games?
Shite so far.
Absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
One other piece of good news for you, particularly if you're from Scotland, the Scottish government is going to lift its non-essential travel ban to Manchester. So people from Scotland can go back to Manchester. I mean, what is going on?
Fuck off, non-essential.
How do you even make that work, right? What if you're in a car and you're driving down the M74 out of Glasgow and you go down quite close to Manchester, but you don't stop? What happens then? Do they fucking pull you over because they know you're from Scotland?
It's just bollocks.
What
isn't
a load of old
these
shite.
People, it's to do with politicians, you know. They want more politics. They want more power. They want more government. So, you know, it's big government sticking its nose into every aspect of our lives.
Yeah.
And I think people have had enough. And that, by the way, what an outrage at the weekend. 100,000, more than 100,000 marched through London.
Mm.
Most of the papers don't even mention it. The BBC...
What is that all about?
The BBC completely lies about it and says it's a collection of various protests.
Mm.
They mentioned the Palestinian flag, climate change, austerity, anti-austerity, and the NHS before they mentioned the Freedom Marches.
Freedom March, which was where most of the people
99%
actually were.
99% were Freedom Marches.
Right, I know. But why do you think it is? Because I'm genuinely at a loss to wonder why that is.
I think that they've gone past the point of no return. They now see themselves, the BBC News Department, as kind of political campaigners for the Leave Party, for the Brexit Party.
Rather. It's fucking unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Well, listen, you better go and get yourself prepared for... we better both get ourselves prepared because the fucking game starts in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And we haven't got much time. So, that was another edition of The Thought Police. We are getting closer to doing it. We've just got to... I've cleared it with Audio Boom. Boom can handle it. So
okay,
we
great.
Can do it. So if we happen to be around on Thursday... Oh, actually, no, I've got to get my car done because I got down to Sussex on Saturday, right? And there was a fucking great bolt sticking out of the back tyre,
Christ.
And it wasn't actually a puncture because it was that far in.
But it will
But
be.
I just thought, well, I don't really fancy driving around.
Yeah, no,
this.
You've got to get that.
So they were very good, but they came and put the temporary one on. So I've got to get a proper one put on because it's a great big fuck off tyre.
Well, we'll try and do it next week then, yeah?
So we'll try and do the pub one next week, I think. Because I think our man in the horseshoe's back.
Okay.
So we might try and do that pissed? On Thursday. Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to go easy. If we get pissed, we might swear too much.
We might, but then you
fucking hell.
Bollocks. Christ almighty. Anyway, you lot, don't be fucking stupid. Don't fucking do what we wouldn't do. And go fuck yourself. See you later.
As we've been stressing all week, Mike, this scandal is nothing to do with his sordid little affair and how badly he's treated his wife and kids, although I feel terribly, terribly sorry for them. And for the way he's treated them, he's a little cunt.
Well, he is.
End
There's
of.
No fucking End two
of.
Ways about it. Listen,
End of. Well, that's
got,
not
I mean,
what
listen
this...
I've been divorced, I had children, but I tell you what, I mean, my behaviour compared to his makes me look like
just
a bloody
disgraceful.
Saint.
But that's not what the scandal is all about. The scandal is about the health secretary getting fruity with his mistress in the health department. And then there were all these Tories saying it's not clear whether or not he's broken social distancing rules. What, with his tongue down our fucking throat?
Well, this is Christ at the same sake. Time, by the way. This is at the same time that the fucking restrictions suggested that if you were working in an office, you should keep at least 1 metre plus distance from whoever it was you were in the office with.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I'm afraid his dick isn't that big.
He's just so good to watch. So I was sorry to see him go. And you could see when he sank to his knees at the end of the game, he realised that was his last Euros.
Mm.
Even he is going to have to throw in his boots at some
point.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised to see him playing at 40, you know. I mean, you know, he's got the body of a 26-year-old, according to the medics. They say he's so fit that actually he could play for another 10 years.
Yeah, of course, I suppose it's a question of whether he wants to. But
I mean, Ryan Giggs was still playing when he was 40.
Yeah, look what happened to him.
Well, the less said about that, the better. Case comes up next week.
Yeah. How's his life going?
Yeah, not great. But, you know, fucking hell.
Matt Hancock, hands, space and back to my place.
Back to my place,
fuck you.
Except, of course, it couldn't go back to his place because back at his place is his fucking wife.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.